Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, again bringing to you the Word of God from God's precious book today. We're glad to be here this morning. Appreciate the privilege we have to come back before the microphone and take this time to say we're grateful to you for your prayers. We've had some health issues lately, and we're trying to get recovered and going from that, but you continue to pray for us that God would certainly intervene in our needs today. But we're glad to be back this morning bringing to you the Word of God and trying to at least teach you some scriptures this morning from the scriptures and have some songs. Enjoy the blessings and get ready to go to church today, be in the house of God. And so I hope you're getting ready to do that today, to be in the house of God and go and enjoy the blessings of the Lord there where you're going. And you've got a good Bible preaching church. If you don't, we invite you to come to be and hear our pastor this morning, your members here at Mountain View Baptist Church in Tryon, Georgia. And Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. He preached to you the Word of God. And so I invite you to visit with us today. Sunday school at 10 and 10:45 for the worship service, 5 o'clock for the evening, and then 7 on Wednesday. And so you come and be today in the service, and I believe you'd enjoy the Word of God and the songs and the service today. And so we want to go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs this morning. Those that's lost loved ones, we want to remember them in prayer today. We continually pray for those, and of course, that are sick and not able to be in the house of God, and those that's got physical needs. We want to remember them in prayer this morning, that God would intervene and just give added strength and grace for each one of those. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we want to thank you this morning for the privilege just to bow in your presence once again. Come before the microphone, Lord, to try to be a blessing to somebody today, and Lord, in that home and on their way to church or whatever. And I pray, God, you'd bless every need and each request for prayer that's been made known today. You know the need of every heart. I pray, God, you'd intervene in those needs today. Save the lost. Bring conviction upon that sinner. Revive your people. Bless your servants of God that stand, your men that stand behind the pulpit today. God bless them and anoint them afresh and anew. Everything you do, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning and hope it'll be a real blessing to your heart today as we have some songs. So you listen as they sing.
We will wind away the
hope you enjoyed that song this morning. There is a better place, and one day we shall go there. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, if I go. And he did. I'll prepare a place for you. I will come again, receive you unto myself. And he's going to. That where I am, he said, there you may be also. And we are going. Amen. There's a place. There's a people. There's a Savior. There's the blood. That's all it takes to get to heaven is Jesus Christ, the blood of Calvary. That bought our redemption on Calvary, paid the sin debt for us that we couldn't pay ourselves. You couldn't write a check big enough to get into heaven. You couldn't do enough works in this world to get you to heaven. You couldn't have enough integrity of society here to get you to heaven. You've got to have the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your soul by faith, trusting Him, believing on Him, and believing that He is the Son of God and that He died to save you from your sins. Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice for the sins of this world, and one day He's coming back. He's coming back, and I hope that you are ready to go to meet Him. Amen. Well, we'll have another one now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing.
Here I stand beside this chilly waters, waiting for my final call.
Standing by the river,
standing by the river, lucky me on. Gazing toward the land of nameless beauty, where no surges rise and fall.
Listen to the music
on the other shore.
I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone before. Music from the land of endless glory fall upon my listening ear.
Standing by the river,
looking me on. Faces of my friends I often vision, forms of loved ones oft appear. Standing by the river,
listening to the music
on the other
shore. I can hear the angels
singing out a welcome with my friends and loved ones who have gone before. Shadows of the night are swiftly falling, low I hear the boatman's oar.
Standing by the river,
looking beyond. Many are the voices sweetly calling, I must tarry here no more. Standing by the river, looking beyond.
Amen. I'm glad the blood's there. Philemon this morning, the book of Philemon. Of course, only one chapter before you get to Revelation, only one chapter of the book of Philemon. Wonderful story, and we're going to sort of go over that today. Now, we may not do too much preaching, but we'll be teaching the Word of God today, and the Lord help us. And we want to read this to start with, and a great story. It's a picture of redemption. Through the Lord Jesus Christ and what Jesus did for us. But anyway, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, and to our beloved Apphia, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. There, wherefore, though I be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, Yet for love's sake, I rather beseech thee, being such an one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again. Thou therefore receive him that is mine own bowels, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be as it were of necessity, but willingly. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him our forever. Now, he said, well, the next verse, I get the page turned here, and hold on just a minute. We'll just say Bible pages sticking together. Amen. He said, not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me, but how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he hath wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it. Albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me even thine own self besides. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. But withal, prepare me also a lodging, for I trust that through your prayers I shall be given unto you. There salute thee, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner, in Christ Jesus. Marcus, Aristus, Demas, Lucas, my fellow laborers, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. All right, that's reading all of the chapter of the book of Philemon this morning. Here we find a great picture of redemption. We find the story, of course, is given here. The context of the scripture today is Philemon, which was a bond slave, or bond servant of Onesimus, was a bond slave of Philemon. And he stole from him and ran away from him, and of course was wanted by the law. And somewhere there, he most likely got in jail with the Apostle Paul. But anyway, Paul had won him to the Lord. He's very clear in what he talks about here. Paul identified himself when he talked to him. But anyway, it was very clear that he had won him to the Lord. And this man was wanting to go back to Onesimus and there restore that he had left. That he had stolen. And so Paul wrote a letter to send him back with him to Philemon, and of course getting him to forgive him and to accept him as an equal. And so there we find the story about the Apostle Paul winning folks to the Lord, even in jail. That was his mission field. That's where he went. Everywhere Paul went, he was witnessing about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So now he finally identifies himself there in verse 1. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. He reminded Philemon that he was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Paul was. He was indebted to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer. There he recognized Philemon as a fellow laborer and a dearly beloved servant of God, one that was dear to Paul's heart. He loved Philemon, and he knew the heart of Philemon. And so when he won this prisoner to the Lord and found out where he was from and what he had ran from, and that no doubt was a full confession to Paul, what had taken place, and there we find that he won him to the Lord, and restitution, of course, began to be formed in the heart of Onesimus. And so there we find that Paul identified himself and recognized Philemon as a dearly beloved fellow laborer, one that labored with him in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And of course, if he was a believer, there were some characteristics of Christ that was in his heart and in his life. And that was forgiveness. Amen. Forgiveness. And so Onesimus was going to have forgiveness in his life from Philemon to accept him back. And he wrote to him, not only that, but to our beloved Apphia. Probably the wife of Philemon. And that dearly beloved one there that Paul had been in, probably in their house. And of course, in the church that was in their house. And so he identified with them, beloved Apphia, and Archippus, our fellow soldier. There was another laborer there, a fellow soldier there that was doing the battle for the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he recognized them and sent this letter recognizing them and to all the church that was in his house. And so he was writing to them. My, what the grace of God does to the hearts and lives of those that are saved. And he said, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, he recognized and brought to their attention that grace and peace was from God our Father. He put himself in with them. It was not just my Father, but it was our Father. Not only was it Archippus' father, and not only was it Philemon's father, not only was it Onesimus' father, but everybody, our Father. From our Father, he said, and the Lord Jesus Christ, recognizing the reality of the Son of God, a man that came to pay the sin debt for the world that was steeped in sin. And so Paul just identified himself, and he went through the introduction and, of course, recognition of those that was there that he knew would be reading the letter that he was sending. He was sending a letter, a personal letter for him, because Paul recognized what it took to get forgiveness and restitution from a runaway slave that had stolen from his master. And he recognized it was a crime punishable, of course, even by death, if someone did that. And so a transgressor had but one hope. The only hope they had, for it was to him to find someone to intercede for his reinstatement where he came from. And so it had to be a personal letter of intercession to that one that he had stolen from. And so here the intervention of Paul was to Philemon. That letter was written and carried by Onesimus. I'm telling you what it took to do that. It took a lot of grace. It took a lot of grace to do that. Thank God there was the grace of God in his life. There was the grace of God that he recognized and Paul knew was in his life also, and he carried that letter back. And so listen, he said, I thank my God. And so he said grace, mentioned grace and peace, which is what he experienced. And then said from God, he said, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers. Now Paul made mention of the fact that he always prayed for Philemon. He made mention of them in his prayers. Now, I don't think that Paul, when he got away from town, forgot about those that he knew, those that he loved, those that had won to the Lord. He didn't forget those. But I tell you, in his heart, there was the bond of peace and grace that was in his heart. And so he said, I thank God for you. I pray for you every day, making mention of thee in my prayers. And so he reminded them of what he was doing for them also. And so when we pray for others, they ought to pray for others also. He was building up to Philemon to get forgiveness for Onesimus and restore him without having him charged with what he was charged with. And so what a picture of the grace of God interceding for him with the ability to do what nobody else could do. And so there had to be a letter. He said, hearing of thy love and faith, he reminded them, I've heard of your love. I heard of your love. Now, what kind of love would he have? He would have love for the sinner. He'd have love for the saints. Amen. And, of course, Philemon had love for the saints. And he was reminding him that love also extended to the sinner. He had to love Onesimus how he used to be, and had to love him as a saint of God coming back, and putting the letter in his hand and asking forgiveness, and putting himself at the mercy of Philemon. And thank God, that's what the grace of God does. We put ourselves at the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father. And so we put ourselves at his mercy. And so he said, you got love toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. Now he's boxing him in here. He's boxing him in. He said, love, you got love to all the saints. He's reminding him, and he's fixing to say it. He's fixing to say it. All the saints are going to include Onesimus. He's one that got saved also. Amen. There's a story about this that's so good to hear. So good to hear. And that you have great joy. We have great joy and consolation in thy love. He's reminding him, the love that he had, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Amen. He is reminding him of his forgiveness for those that are sinners, and forgiveness also for those that are saints of God. Oh, my friend, what a picture of what the Lord's done for us. Amen. He's restored us back to the Father, paid the sin debt for us. And that's what Paul was doing here for Onesimus, going back to Philemon. What a blessing it is to see the joy of restoration and restitution, how God changes a heart. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. What a blessing. Well, I see your time's gone this morning. God bless you. It's our prayer until next Sunday at this same time.